Audio 12, An Inhabited Island. The showcases of the room show a selection of materials recovered in different towns on the island. The frequent presence of stone mills is notable. These mills were intended for the processing of cereals and for the milling of red ochre. Red ochre was ground to obtain the red color with which the interior of the houses, or ceramics as well, were decorated. Terracotta pots also abound. These were used in the preparation and consumption of food, among other functions. We also find wooden elements that were part of the doors of the house and silo, as well as stone and bone instruments used in the work that was developed in these settlements. A variety of archaeological evidence shows that the villages did not function as autonomous units. On the contrary, they formed part of a complex system of relationships defined by the hierarchy of the society of the old Canarian people. Some played an important social and political role on the island, as may have happened with settlements located in Telde or in Galdar. Populations like those shown in the showcases spread over the island over the centuries, leading to a heavy occupation of the territory. In parallel to this growth, there is evidence of an intensification in the production of goods, such as agricultural foods or ceramics, which points to the greater social complexity of this population. The chronologies obtained in many of the archaeological sites, as well as the overlap and reconditioning of the buildings, give an idea of a number of settlements that were built to last. They were modified over time to adapt to the changes and new needs that were emerging. That is how many of these enclaves were inhabited by successive generations of Canadians.